Mr. Benkler, you just gave a lecture about commons cooperation and the future of capitalism. So you told us about the competing paradigms. Could you please tell us more about that?
What I described was the way in which, for the last 40 or 50 years, a set of ideas around self-interested rationality, perfect markets, and failures of collective action and government became the foundation of a set of policies of deregulation, privatization, lower taxes that were the cause of the dramatic increase in inequality that we see primarily in the United States, the UK, and various emerging economies, but also increasingly in Europe. My core point was that the practices of cooperation and commons that we've seen in the network society, free and open source software, Wikipedia, peer journalism, provide an intellectual framework, a set of ideas that allow us to construct a market society that is still respectful of freedom, still accepts the values of markets, but at the same time is much more socially embedded, built on cooperation, built on a sense that people have diverse motivations and can cooperate effectively without necessarily exploiting and extracting from each other.
How could the digital commons fit into the system?
I think what's happened is that in the networked society, in the digital commons, there were a certain set of economic characteristics in terms of widespread distribution of computers, in terms of information being a public good, that made it easy for people to build economic goods collaboratively and not through market relations in a way that was experimental for what we now need to do for society as a whole. So it's not that because of digital commons we can have a commons-based society. It's because digital commons were sufficiently early and a relatively easy case that we were able to experiment with models of production there early, and now we have to take what we learned there and move to society more generally. We need to spend less of our time in systems that are very finely organized to control us and reward and punish us monetarily for doing things well or not well, and more in socially embedded systems along the lines that we've developed online, but with all of the constraints of what happens in the real economy and real material world, so that it won't be a one-to-one translation, but it will be an important source of ideas and models for implementation in society more generally.
You gave the citation, Wikipedia can't work in theory, only in practice. Is it kind of a summarization about what you said before?
I think the line that I cited, the Wikipedian, that Wikipedia works in practice, it can't work in theory, is a way for us to understand that the theory that was dominant for so long really didn't fit reality. In practice, what we have learned in practice, this is one of the things that has happened from the study of the commons. Over and over again, we have seen in reality that in practice, people are more cooperative than theory permits. People are more socially engaged and willing to do things that are pro-social than theory would predict. And the real problem is the dominant theory of the last 40 years, not the dominant practice. The practice was informed by a mistaken theory and ended up with a broken economic level of inequality. And instead, we now need to learn from the practice to change our theory, to generalize our practice to society generally, to build institutions, organizations, and social relations that are more respectable of each other and of our ability to build a life together.
We were talking about your worries, or if we can be worried about the digital commons and how everything developed in the last years. Are you still optimistic, as, for example, Jerry Rifkin told us?
I think I'm a lot less optimistic, and I'm certainly not deterministic in my sense of where things are going. I think everything is still open for political contestation, for economic contestation. We see big companies and nations and small startups all recognizing the value that can be built in social networks, the value that can be extracted from digital networks, And we're in the struggle. It's not at all clear that a commons-based, more socially embedded system will develop. That's the ideal. That's an inspiration we need to pursue. But we're in a struggle with states that want to control the system much more than they have room, companies that want to build systems that extract value rather than support social creation of value. So I don't know if I'm optimistic or pessimistic. I think I'm a realist more than anything else. And the practical question is one of struggle in highly imperfect systems to build systems that we would want to live in as human beings rather than simply accept the systems that are given to us.
Okay, thank you. That was a perfect ending. Thank you so much.
Thank you.